我们今天下午要继续与神有更好的关系。
Today we're going to continue the topic to have a better relationship with God.
我们如果在创世纪里面看创世纪前面几章，生活可以分作两种。
If we look into the book of Genesis, we could see two different lifestyles.
一个就是伊甸园外面。
And one is outside of the Garden of Eden.
那另外一个就是伊甸园里面。
And the other is inside the Garden of Eden.
那这个两个生活有什么差别
？And what's the difference between the two lives？
伊甸园里面的生活，神看是好的。
Inside the Garden of Eden, God saw it was good.
他是蒙福的。
It was blessed.
那伊甸园外面的生活就不好。
But the life outside of the Garden of Eden was not good.
那这个就是我们还没有认识神以前的生活。
And that was the life we had before we knew about God.
那我们受洗啊，就是重新归到神的国度。
But when we are baptized, we came into God's kingdom.
我们脱离魔鬼的权势。
And we fled from the control of Satan.
这个是指我们的身份上，我是属神的。
And within our status, now we belong to God.
但是，我们的生活真的有没有进到伊甸园？这个要一段很大的努力。
However, for us to enter into a life within the Garden of Eden, it's a process that we have to work towards.
那伊甸园外跟伊甸园里面一个最大的不同是什么？
And what is the biggest difference between a life outside of the garden and life that's inside the garden?
是跟神的关系。
It's the relationship with God.
在伊甸园里面跟神的关系非常好。
When you're within the Garden of Eden, you have a really good relationship with God.
所以他们天天看到神在他们当中。
When they were in the garden, they saw God every day.
那神跟他们讲话。
And God spoke to them.
但是到了伊甸园外面。
But once they were outside of the garden,
神跟他们离开就很远了。
God was very far away from them.
所以我们今天要重新建立跟神更好的关系。
So today, for us to build a better relationship with God,
我们就会蒙福，我们的生活就会变成越来越好。
And when we have built this relationship, we will be more blessed and our life will be better.
但是有一个问题就是神看不见，我要怎么跟他有更好的关系？
But a key question is, I cannot see God, how can I build a relationship with God?
所以我们最近在读这个马拉基书。
And so recently we've been reading the book of Malachi.
这个马拉基书在讲神跟人在对话，最少有六次。
And within the book of Malachi, it records six conversations between God and men.
有时候我们看到一个人呢，我们跟他讲话。
And sometimes when we see someone, we talk to them.
甚至包括在同一个教会里面。
And maybe within the church.
我们就发现说，我观念差这么多。
And we might notice that we have very different viewpoints.
但是我们看神跟人在讲话，我们就发现，神在看事情跟我们在看事情差好多。
And similarly, when we look at how, what God's perspective is compared to men's perspective, it's very different.
那这个差别神是绝对对的，因为他是神嘛。
And there being a difference, God has to be correct because God is always correct.
所以我们对事情的看法如果跟神不同，是我们不对，不是神不对。
So if we have a different perspective from God, a different value system, then we're in the wrong.
那怎么跟神的关系好？
And how can we have a good relationship with God?
就是要一直去调整我们的看法跟神的看法一样。
We need to keep on adjusting our perspectives and our values.
然后我们的生活要让神看起来是对的。
And in the way that we conduct our lives, it has to be pleasing in the eyes of God.
那这个就是我们信主以后的努力。
And this is what we need to strive towards after we have believed in the Lord.
所以信仰的入门可能跟拜偶像的人差不多。
And perhaps when you first enter into this belief, you're not very different from the non-believers.
一个一般人为什么拜偶像？
Why do people believe idols?
第一个发财。
First, they ask for prosperity.
第二个保平安。
Second, they want peace.
那今天我们找到了真神。
And today we have found the true God.
然后为什么会来教会敬拜神？
Why do we come to church to worship God?
第一个，我生活有困难。
Maybe first I have some hardship in my life.
我说我需要神的帮助。
So I need the help from God.
至少我不要发财，至少生活没有困难。
Maybe I don't pursue after riches, but I just want to have a life without financial difficulty.
那第二个就是保平安。
And the second is to have peace.
希望神给我平安。
I want God to grant me peace.
那我们真的大家也有这样的体验。
And we have these type of experiences.
但是那个只是信仰的开始。
But this is only the beginning of our journey of faith.
如果我们要真的跟神的关系更好，你要一直在进步。
If we want to have a better relationship with God, we need to keep on improving.
要了解神。
We need to understand God.
然后用我们对神的认识来调整我们的生活。
And with our understanding of God, we adjust our lifestyles.
好，我们先来看马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基书的第二章。
The book of Malachi chapter
2. 十三节跟十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
请。
And this is the second thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying, so he does not regard the offering anymore.Nor receive it with goodwill from your hands. Verse 14. Yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously, yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant.
这个在记载马拉西先知那个世代 有的人在献祭，但是神不悦纳。
In the generation of Malachi, people were offering sacrifices, but God was not pleased with it.
献祭神不悦纳，神没有问题问题是我们。
And when God is not pleased with an offering, the problem does not lie in God, but us.
那问题在哪里？
So where does the problem lie?
问题在十四节。
And the problem is recorded in verse 14.
你们说这是为什么？
And you say, for what reason?
因为他们不知道为什么我献祭神不悦纳。
Because the people didn't understand why isn't God pleased with their offerings.
看到十四节的下面，因神在你幼年所娶的妻作见证。
And in the latter part it says, because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth.
是什么？因为你的婚姻有问题啦。
And what problem is it? That there is a problem in their marriage.
所以婚姻有问题，就是代表人跟神之间有问题。
So when a person has a problem in their marriage, that also means they will have problem in their relationship with God.
人跟神如果关系越来越好，婚姻会越来越好。
If a person has a better relationship with God, then their marriage relationship will also improve.
所以诸位，我们怎么跟神关系好呢？
So everyone, how can we have a good relationship with God?
要改变我们的婚姻。
We need to change our marriage.
如果婚姻不好，有时候你要祷告献祭，神不会听。
If we don't have a good relationship in our marriage, then sometimes when we pray to God, God may not listen to us.
我们先来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章
Ephesians chapter 5
三十一节跟三十二节
Verse 31 and 32 For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife and the two shall become one flesh Verse 32 This is a great mystery but I speak concerning Christ and the church
我们从来没有想说婚姻有什么奥秘。
We never thought about what mystery there might be within a marriage.
但是三十一节讲离开父母与妻子联合两个成为一体，这个就是圣经讲的婚姻了。
And in verse 31, the marriage that Bible records is that the man shall leave his father and mother and be joined together with his wife.
好，那为什么三十二节讲是婚之奥秘呢？
And why does it say in verse 32 that this is a great mystery?
啊，接下去说，我是指着基督跟教会说的。
And Paul continues saying, by speak concerning Christ and the church.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
圣经讲教会就是心腹。
The Bible says the church is the bride.
那基督是什么？
And who is the Christ?
啊，基督就是新郎。
And Christ is the groom.
所以我们在洗礼的时候啊、我们跟主耶稣就有一个婚约。
And so when you are baptized, you have this covenant with Christ.
那这个婚礼什么时候举行呢？
And when does the wedding feast take place?
启示录十九章里面讲，主耶稣再临、就是婚宴的开始。
And in the book of Revelation chapter 19, it mentions that when Jesus comes again, that will be the wedding feast.
所以婚姻这个是双关的。
So there's this double meaning.
一个是指丈夫跟太太的关系。
One means a man and his wife.
那另外一个是指基督跟教会的关系。
And the other refers to the relationship between Christ and the church.
那我们就想哦，是因为我结婚以后，我更了解基督跟教会的关系，还是我信耶稣以后，我更了解丈夫跟太太的关系，到底是哪一样？
So you have to think about it. Is it after I am...enter into marriage,、I have a better understanding of the relationship between Christ and the church, or after I believe in Christ, I have a better understanding of my marriage.
诸位，我们想想看哦，是我结婚以后，我更了解基督和教会的关系，还是我信耶稣以后，我更了解丈夫跟太太的关系？
So think about it. Is it that you believe in Christ and you understand more about husband and wife, or you enter into a marriage and you have a better understanding about Christ and us?
如果我们这一段、读一读，你就发现了、他在讲婚姻最后讲两件事情。
So if you read this passage again, you'll see that when it talks about marriage, it talks about two things.
第一个就是爱。
First is love.
第二个是叫讲顺服。
The second is submission.
那爱就是主耶稣对我们的爱。
And the love refers to the love Jesus has for us.
那爱到什么程度？
And how much does he love us?
爱到为着救教会，救这些人牺牲他的生命。
And he loved us to the point where he gave up his own life.
所以为什么顺服主耶稣是好的？
And so why is it good for us to submit to Jesus?
你现在看到十条诫命有哪一条是不好的？
So if you look at the Ten Commandments, is there a bad commandment?
这个是从神来的。
These are all from God.
所以神爱我们，给我们十条诫命。
And God loves us, therefore he gave us the Ten Commandments.
我没有一个说，因为我顺从十条诫命，我今天生活一大堆问题。
No one would ever say that because I follow the Ten Commandments, so I have these problems in my life.
如果我们顺服十条诫命去做，生活的问题会越来越少。
If we submit and follow the Ten Commandments, then the problems in our life will decrease.
所以我们顺服神，到最后是我们得好处啊。
And so when we submit to God, we will be the one gaining in the end.
那用这个来提到婚姻的问题。
So taking this and now looking at marriage.
婚姻要幸福，第一个关键就是丈夫。
And the key to having a good marriage, the first key is the husband.
丈夫要爱太太。
The husband need to love his wife.
用主耶稣的爱，爱自己的太太。
Using the love of Jesus Christ to love his own wife.
爱到愿意为你的配偶牺牲。
To love to a point where you're willing to sacrifice yourself.
如果丈夫是这么爱太太，
So if a husband can love his wife, so,
那太太顺服丈夫其实就是为着自己的好处。
And when the wife submit herself to the husband, then it's for her own benefit.
因为她的爱是从主耶稣来的。
And because the love is from Jesus.
所以顺服她就是顺服主耶稣。
And soIf she submits to the husband, she's submitting to Jesus.
那这样有爱有顺服，你就发现夫妻的关系越来越好。
And so if there's love and submission, then you'll see that the marriage relationship improves.
所以人跟神的关系具体的表现就是夫妻的关系。
So the manifestation of the relationship between Christ and the church is the relationship between a husband and wife.
如果我跟神的关系很好，我们的婚姻一定很好。
if we have a good relationship with God, then we will have a good marriage.
哦，如果我们跟配偶的关系不好，就是我们跟神的关系还有改变的进步的空间。
And if we do not have a good relationship with our spouse, then that means there's some more things for us to improve on between our relationship with God.
好，那我们现在回来马拉基书第二章，再提到当时为什么婚姻会发生问题。
So let's turn back to the second chapter of Malachi and let's see why they had these marital problems.
好，我们看十一节，马拉基书第二章十一节。
Let's look at the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 11. Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the Lord's holy institution, which he loved. He has married the daughter of a foreign god.
好，这个婚姻发生问题，第一个就是跟没有相同信仰的结婚。
And the first problem was that they married someone with a different faith.
那为什么旧约圣经这么反对跟没有信仰的人结婚？
And why was the Old Testament putting so much emphasis on the people when they do not marry within the same faith?
一个最大的考虑就是因为会影响我们的信仰。
And because the greatest consideration is that it can affect our own faith.
除非丈夫或太太非常坚持信仰，不然的话，如果跟没有信仰的人结婚，一定会被影响。
Unless they really held firmly to their own faith, otherwise they will for sure be influenced by the other spouse.
所以我们婚姻要好，第一个考虑对象要相同的信仰。
So if we want to have a good marriage, the first consideration is to marry within the same faith.
有时候我们在看一个教会啊，十几个信徒，他的配偶都不是教会信徒。
So sometimes when you visit a church, you notice that many of the believers have non-believing spouses.
那第一个你就发现哦，守安息日会有问题。
And the first issue that might arise is that attendance issue.
为什么？
Why?
因为一方觉得很要紧，我赶快要来教会，另外一方面反正他也不是要去拜神，慢慢来。
Perhaps one of the spouse is very urgent in trying to go to church on time, but the other spouse is taking their time.
那你就发现了，没有办法用很认真的态度来敬拜神。
So that they were not able to worship God wholeheartedly.
第二个
，second，
有的下午就要走了。
And sometimes they want to go in the afternoon.
为什么？因为他另外一半配偶还在家里。
Because their other significant other is at home.
那最好就是上下午都能够守安息日。
And the best is if they can be at church morning and afternoon.
但是没有办法侍奉神。
But they cannot serve God.
因为他抽不出额外的时间。
Because they don't have extra time.
因为其他的时间都上班了。
Because other times they need to go to work.
礼拜六又来教会。
And during Saturday they come to church.
礼拜天要配偶啊。
And during Sunday they need to spend time with their spouse.
那再来更严重的就是对下一代的教养啊，这个想法都不一样。
And then another problem is the next generation. They might have different value systems.
所以一个人如果信仰要跟神的关系好，第一个婚姻的入门一定要相同的信仰。
Therefore, if you want to have a good relationship with God, then the first is you need to marry someone with the same faith.
那如果真的喜欢到一个他没有信仰，
and if you do, if you find yourself liking someone who's not within the same faith,
应该是先谈信仰，先到对方愿意接受神才考虑婚姻。
You need to try to convince them to accept God before you talk about marriage.
所以这个地方为什么圣经这么反对跟没有信的结婚？因为会影响信仰。
And that is why the Bible puts so much emphasis on this point, is because it will affect your faith.
那影响人跟神的关系。
It will affect your relationship with God.
那第二个原因。
Second reason.
我们再回来看。
Let's turn back to the Bible.
马拉基书的第二章。
The book of Malachi, chapter 2.
第二章的第十五节跟十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit, and why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth. Verse 16. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that you do not deal treacherously.
你看十六节讲哦，神说休妻跟以强暴代妻的都是我所恨恶的。
And verse 16 it says that he hates divorce for it covers one's garment with violence.
哦，所以啊，如果两方都有相同的信仰，
So if both spouses have the same faith,
怎么有可能丈夫打太太？这不可能的。
Why would a husband hit the wife?
因为这个是神所恨恶的，你拜神怎么去做神所恨恶的？
Because if they both worship God, then why he wouldn't be doing something that God detests?
有的倒过来哦，太太打丈夫。
And in some cases, the wife beats the husband.
哦，有一次有一个姐妹的一个弟兄打电话给我。
One time, a brother called me.
我就真的去到他家。
And I went to their home.
头上包了一个纱布，你怎么会包纱布？
And he had an injury on his head, and I asked what happened.
被他太太打了一棍子，是去缝了好几针。
And his wife beat him with a stick, and he had some stitches.
这个是不可能的啦。
And how can that be?
因为婚姻就是基督爱教会。
Because the marriage is the relationship between Christ
and the church. 爱到为教会舍己啊。
That Christ loved the church to a point where he gave up his life.
所以你看到太太在搬重物，哎，加油啊！啊，在旁边加油，不是这样子啊。
So if a husband sees the wife carrying something heavy, will he just say, "Oh yeah, do your best"?
因为这个重的东西有时候对女人也是不好。
And because sometimes these heavy objects is not easy for the women.
所以先生就一下都放下来帮太太搬东西啊。
So then the husband should just put down what he was doing and then help the wife.
爱就是体贴嘛。
And to love is to be considerate.
这个就是主耶稣对我们的爱啊。
And that is the love Jesus had for us.
所以婚姻如果好哦，不会吵架到打对方的。
So if you have a good marriage, then you wouldn't go to a point where you're hitting each other.
或者说到最后啊，离婚休妻就是离婚。
Or here it says divorce.
所以我一直记得、有一个弟兄啊，去 TTP 训练。
And I remember a brother who went on to a theological training program.
开始的时候他太太常常流眼泪。
And at first his wife often shed tears.
他说我天天在我先生的身上发现优点。
She said, I often find good point merits about my husband.
我们有时候是倒过来。
And but then sometimes we're the opposite.
还没有结婚以前啊，我先生很好。
Before entering into marriage, we think this other person is really good.
所以你才会跟他结婚啊。
And that's why you were willing to enter into marriage.
那结婚住在一起哦，我天天在我先生身上看到缺点。
But after you got married and lived together, you see their flaws every day.
那这样的话，迟早会离婚的。
But if you only look at the flaws, at one point you will want to get a divorce.
那为什么他的先生可以做到让太太天天在他身上看到优点？
But how is this particular husband able to allow the wife to see his merits every day?
因为他一直在进步。
Because he kept on improving.
我们的灵性一直在进步，就越来越好。
When our spirituality improves, we ourselves improve.
越来越像主耶稣啊。
We're more and more like Christ.
所以这个关系就越来越好。
So the relationship will get better.
所以不可能两方都是信主到最后离婚，这是不可能的。
So it's unfathomable for two believers to end up in a divorce.
如果是离婚，就是表示他们跟神的关系有问题。
If they got a divorce, then that just shows that they had a problem with in their relationship with God.
如果跟神的关系越来越好，婚姻会越来越好。
If they both had a better relationship with God, then their marriage will only improve.
然后我们再来看回来看马拉基书第二章。
Let's turn back to Malachi chapter 2.
第二章的十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
虽然神有灵的余力，能够造他人，他不造一人吗？为什么只造一人，乃愿他们得虔诚的后裔？
But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring.
所以神很希望我们的家庭，每个家庭都是很敬畏神，很虔诚。
And God wants us to have a godly family.
那每个家庭都能够蒙福。
And so that all the, these families can be blessed.
所以为什么说，我们跟配偶的关系是我们跟神的关系的一种反应。
So why do I say that the marital relationship is a reflection of our relationship with God?
因此，我们如果要跟神的关系好，要跟自己的家人，关系越来越好。
If we want a better relationship with God, we need to work on our relationship with our family members.
好，我们现在再来看，跟神的关系的另外一，越来越好的另外一个表现。
And now let's look at another manifestation of our improving relationship with God.
我们现在看，马拉基书第二章。
Let's look at Malachi chapter 2.
第二章的十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17. You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, In what way have we wearied him? In that you say, Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them.
Okay. 这个十七节讲哦，你用言语反锁神。
In verse 17, it says, You have wearied the Lord with your words.
有时候夫妻之间，如果讲话，你让对方觉得很唠叨。
And sometimes between husband and wife, if you spoke too much, they might feel like you're nagging.
或者说讲很多，对方不喜欢听的话。
Or if you spoke too much words that they don't like to hear.
那这个关系不会好了。
Then you won't have a good relationship.
那在这里你看神说你为什么讲这么多话来反锁我？
And here it says, Why have you wearied the Lord with your words?
所以以色列人讲的话，神觉得这很烦啊。
And so you could tell that whatever the Israelites were saying, it wearied God.
但是问题是他们不会觉得说这样讲神不喜欢听的。
But the problem is they were not aware that God was wearied by their words.
所以有时候这个夫妻之间如果我们讲的对方不喜欢听。
So between a husband and wife, if sometimes you say things that they don't like to hear.
那有时候我们自己就冷静想想我讲的到底有什么问题。
Then you need to think about what's the problem here.
那我们就开始改变嘛。
And we need to change ourselves.
在真理的范围内改变到对方讲的他能够接受他喜欢听。
And within the truth, you try to adjust what you say so that they can accept it.
那这样关系就越来越好啊。
Then you'll have a better relationship.
但是如果我们没有改变。
But if we do not change ourselves.
这个关系就可能不会好啊。
Then perhaps your relationship will not get any better.
所以在这个地方讲他们说我们在哪里反锁你呢？反锁他呢
so, Here the people say, In what way have we wearied him?
所以他不知道他们讲的话是在反锁神。
So they were not aware that what they were saying was causing God weariness.
因此他们跟神的关系不好，就找不出要怎么去改进呢。
So they had a bad relationship with God and they did not know how to improve it.
那到底我们讲什么话神不喜欢听，神觉得反锁他。
So what kind of words don't God like to hear from us?
我们现在回来看第二章的十七节。
Let's look back at chapter 2 verse 17.
第二章的十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 17.
因为你们说凡行恶的是神看为善的，并且他喜悦他们。
In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them.
那为什么当时的人说行恶的神看为善？
And why did the people at that time says that the people who did evil is good in the sight of the Lord?
就是说神是可以 接受罪恶的。
It implies that God accepts evilness.
神看罪恶是好的，变成这样。
God deemed evilness as good.
那这样怎么会跟神的关系好呢？
And if they thought this way, then how can they have a good relationship with God?
神喜欢那些邪恶的人。
That God likes the evil doers.
他为什么会这样讲呢？
Why would they think that?
主要是因为当时的人看到好多犯罪的人都没有什么不好的结果。
And it was mainly because the people at that time see a lot of evil doers doing evil things, but they did not get any consequences.
所以如果我们看第五节。
So if we look at verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
请。
And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts.
这个地方讲啊，说神要做见证。
Here it says, I will be a swift witness.
那在当时行邪术的。
At that time, there were people who did sorcery.
犯奸淫的。
There were adulterers.
起假誓的。
There were perjurers.
亏负人的
工匠。There were people who exploit wage earners.
欺家孤儿寡妇的。
And those who exploit widows and orphans.
欺罔正寄居的。
And turn against those who they turn away the alien.
还有不敬畏神的。
And they did not fear God.
觉得说。那一些人虽然这样生活好像他也蒙神祝福啊。
It seems as though even though they do these things, they were still blessed by God.
所以好像生活也过得很好啊。
They lived a very a good life.
所以就把神想象作神喜现在的神是恶的，他看作善的。
So they thought that God deemed these evil things as good.
神喜欢这样。
That God likes these things.
这个当然是神不能接受的。
And of course, God cannot accept that.
那这个今天到我们底对我们来讲是什么？
And so what does these mean to us today?
不要讲太久啊，三十年前。
Let's just look back in the last three decades.
同性恋，是一种罪啊，在普遍上大家都这样讲。
And back then, people deemed homosexuality as bad.
但是三十年以后
，But now fast forward to today,
连基督教界里面都开始在接受同性恋。
And even within Christianity, people begin to accept homosexuality.
那接受同性恋主要的原因是什么？基督的爱。
And what's the key reason that they say these are acceptable is because of the love of Christ.
那我们就想，真的神有改变吗？
And we have to think about it. Has God changed?
四五十年前的神，同性恋是不对的。
And in the 40, 50 years before, God says homosexuality is wrong.
那现在的神，同性恋是好的，这是神的爱的一个表现。
But now,God accepts this. This is a manifestation of God's love.
那神是没有改变的。
But God has not changed.
那改变是什么？
So what changed?
改变是人对神的看法改变。
What changed was the God's, sorry, people's perception of God.
那神本身没有改变。
But God himself did not change.
所以当我们把神解释作神也可以接纳同性恋，神也可以接纳变性，这个是神不喜欢的。
So when we start to explain that God accepts homosexuals and accepts transgenders, then God is not pleased with that.
为什么？因为神的本性没有改变啊。
Why is that? Because God did not change.
从旧约到新约到现在，神没有改变啊。
From the time of Old Testament to the New Testament till today, God did not change.
所以如果我们开始觉得同性恋也是可以接受的。
So if we begin to feel that it's okay to be homosexual,
因为神的爱
，because of God's love,
那表示我们对过去所拜的神现在已经看法不一样。
That means we have changed our perception of God.
那这个看法不一样， 并不等于神改变了，神是没有改变的。
And this change in perception doesn't mean God changed because God does not change.
我们的看法改变，就是我们跟神的距离已经开始在拉远。
But our perception of God changed, and that means our distance between us and God is becoming further away.
那再来就是变性。
And the other one is transgender.
为什么变性是不对？
Why is transgender wrong?
因为创世纪第一章啊，神看是好的。
Because in the first chapter of Genesis, God saw everything was good.
各从其类，神看是好的。
Each with its kind, and God saw was good.
男的就是男的，女的就是女的。
What was male was male, what was female was female.
马就是马。
No, a horse is a horse.
羊就是羊。
A sheep is a sheep.
这是各从其类的。
Each with its kind.
神看是好的。
And God saw that was good.
所以结婚是男的跟女的结婚。
So in a marriage, it's a man and a woman.
神看是好的。
And God saw that was good.
那我们现在把它改变做跟神看是好的不一样。
And now we change what God saw was good.
那在神看起来就是不好。
And then in the eyes of God, that's not good.
因为神看是好的，你把它改变啊，这个就是神看不好了。
Because you've changed what God deemed was good, and so that's not good.
那神看不好的，就是表示我们跟神有距离啊。
And if God does not deem that it's good, then that means we have a more distance between us and God.
所以除了我们的观念啊，不能够被这个社会的文化潮流影响之外。
So our values and perceptions should not be conformed and influenced by this world.
我们也不要被社会去顺从他们。
We should not submit to the trend.
比方说有看到同性恋结婚，我们在上面一个 like。
For example, we see a post about homosexual marriage.
如果披在这个网络上，我们给他一个 like。
And we give him a like.
为什么这样不对？
And why is that not good?
如果我们真的很在意我跟神的关系。
If you really put emphasis on your relationship with God.
神看是不好的，我怎么会给他一个 like?
If it's something that God does not like, then how would you like it?
好，那我们现在回来看马拉基书的第三章。
Now let's turn back to the book of Malachi chapter 3.
那这些行恶的人啊，为什么他也过得很好呢？
So why do these evil doers live a good life?
如果我们看第三章第一节。
We look at chapter 3 verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
这个第一节讲啊，神的使者速速快要来到。
And here it says that,
好，我们进入第二节啊。
It's his messenger is coming soon, verse 2. Yeah.
他来的日子谁能够担得起呢？
Who can endure the day of his coming?
这个主耶稣再来的日子就是世界末日，就是审判的日子。
When Jesus comes again, is the judgment day.
所以这些行神所认为不好的事情，这些人不是没有报应。
So for the people who do things,that is evil in God's eyes, it's not that they don't get bad consequences.
是神给他们更多的机会，他们能够改变。
But rather, God gave them the time to change.
那有一天好跟不好会显得很明白。
And in one day, this good and evil will be separated.
就是主耶稣再来那一天。
And that day is when the Lord comes again.
这里讲要审判，像火来一样。
And here it says the judgment will come like a fire.
所以主耶稣再来那天非常可怕。
So the day when Jesus comes again, it's terrifying.
如果看这个启示录里面，那个灾祸是空前跟绝后。
If you look at the book of Revelation, the disasters, there's nothing like it before nor after.
所以不要看现在这个短暂的世界什么变性同性恋，你看他们都活得很好啊。主耶稣再来那天就是分别。
So don't look at other people and see their different lifestyle and think that, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you just wait for the time when Jesus comes again.
好，我们再回来看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
第二章的十七节。
Verse 17.
最后一句话。
Last part.
公义的神在哪里？
Or ask, where is the God of justice?
那有的人他就不能接受这个变性同性恋。
So some people cannot accept homosexual nor transgenders.
但是他还有另外一个问题。
But there's another problem.
神在哪里？
Where is God?
如果有神，为什么没有报应？
If there's God, how come there's no consequences?
甚至把神的存在打问号。
And even they question the existence of God.
那这个也是神不喜欢，神是存在的。
And so God also is not pleased with that because
那神是存在，为什么没有什么回应？
If God exists, how come He doesn't answer me?
有启示录里面讲，就是他再临的那一天。
And the Book of Revelation says, yes, He will respond. That's on the day when He comes again.
在最后的审判里面
，In the last judgment,
凡行义的。他要发光像太阳，在天国里面。
Those who does righteousness will shine like stars.
但是凡是神所认定不义的，都是在硫磺火里面。
But those who are deemed unrighteous will be thrown into the lake of fire.
那神的存在就在那个时候完全显明。
And at that time, the existence of God will be evident.
我们就是在准备这一天的来到。
And so what we're doing today is just preparing for that day.
I'm going to
sing hymn.